Hell Yeah sur la web rock station Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio, en direct avec nous ce soir, Mr. Danny Loebe. Hi Danny, nice to meet you.
Hi Vinyl Time Radio, how's the fuck's going on? The time flies, almost 20 minutes to go up to the big battle on European Championship.
Donc Danny Loebe, vous l'avez entendu, hein, c'est le batteur du groupe Helloween qui est là ce soir pour nous présenter l'album qui sortira dans quelques jours, qui s'appellera donc Helloween. Danny, it's a great pleasure to hear you tonight on 213 Rock, Red Rock Station, Vinyl Times, Classic Rock Radio. As you know, we are located in Paris Brest, and thank you very much for accepting my interview request, Danny.
Yeah, thank you for asking, and thank you guys for having me on your show. Vinyl Times rocks. I mean, I'm a vinyl collector, and every time when I read the words vinyl, man, I'm in.
Dans trois jours, sortira le nouvel album d'Helloween via le label Nuclear Blast Records. Danny, in 3 days, will be released the new album of Helloween. I guess it was not really easy to record this new album in the studio because with this pandemic story since last year.
Yeah, of course. But to be honest, the pandemic for this record was a good thing in a sense, because all of a sudden we had a lot of time. And so we took this time to do even more recordings to refine all the stuff. So we had plenty of time to spend more work, to be more detailed and be more fuzzy and almost pedantic. So we could be even more creative and caught even more stuff than actually was planned. And on top, we were in a luxury situation to get two completely different mixes done. So that's a positive side of the pandemic, you know. So all of a sudden we had time and we could do whatever we wanted to do, and it turned out to be a good album. Hopefully, that we will see in 3 days.
Eh ben, effectivement, on va voir dans 3 jours. Et oui, ils ont mis à contribution le temps de la pandémie, hein. Alors pour eux, ça a été totalement positif. Ils ont pu refaire des choses, rejouer, détailler tout l'album, mettre leurs idées à contribution. Ils ont pu faire tout ce qu'ils voulaient. Ils ont eu tout le temps qu'ils voulaient. Et ça a été positif pour eux. C'est exactement ce qu'ils souhaitaient, ce qu'ils avaient besoin. C'était du temps. Eh ben, la pandémie leur a donné ce temps-là. Et ils ont fait un gros disque. Ils ont fait un gros album. Effectivement, au sein de Vinyl Times, on a pu l'écouter, ce disque. Il est très bien. Il est très bon, c'est du vrai Helloween, c'est l'histoire d'Helloween dans cet album, et il y a beaucoup de choses, quoi. And Helloween today is a 7 members with 3 singers, 3 guitar players, and with all the complication that brings, I think it was not easy to manage all the ideas.
Yeah, but on the other hand, I mean, there are 2 more creative mindsets around, so to take this on first place, I mean, the 7 of us, we were so creative, the amount of creativity, the heap of creativity, it was just formidable.
Effectivement, que c'était la création était très formidable, comme il le dit, hein. Ouais, évidemment, hein, 3 chanteurs, 3 guitaristes, les idées, ben, il fallait bien les manager en tout cas, et ça a été un peu compliqué, mais le temps, comme il l'a dit au début, hein, a été positif. Le côté pandémique, le temps qu'ils avaient eu, ça a été excellent, excellent, excellent. Ouais, ce disque, je rappelle, il sortira dans 3 jours, il s'appellera Helloween, et là, ça va être quelque chose, quoi. And Danny, it's great to be able to hear the legendary voices of Michael Kiske, Andy Darris, Kai Hansen, all together on the same album. It's a real experience.
Yeah, of course. And to me, to be honest, it's the best thing that ever could happen to us, because now we have all the voices of every era of Helloween's history, you know. And so we'd like to come up with, we now will have the perfect voice for it. Yeah? Whatever idea we have the suitable voice to it. And that makes me kind of really proud, because even live on stage, I mean, whatever song we play, from which era, whatever it means, I mean, we always have the original voice. And that makes this lineup really, really strong. And I'm so happy about this, really. I'm so... I'm completely over the moon, so.
Ah, effectivement, il est totalement heureux d'avoir participé, de jouer dans Helloween, notamment depuis 2005, je crois. Ça fait longtemps qu'il est là. En même temps, d'avoir les trois chanteurs historiques d'Helloween, les guitaristes et tout l'ensemble complet. Il pouvait pas faire mieux hein, sur ce coup-là. Et il est très heureux. Ça a été extraordinaire. C'était parfait. Voilà, c'est ça. C'était parfait d'avoir ce Kai Hansen comme ça, d'avoir Michael Kiske, d'avoir Andy Deris. C'était dingue, quoi. Les trois voix, plus les guitaristes notamment. Je rappelle au passage que les guitaristes, tout simplement, c'est Michael Wekas et Sacha Gessner qui est comme ça. Et puis, sans oublier le bassiste emblématique hein, de Helloween, Marcus Groskopf. Ouais, ça fait longtemps, depuis 84, je crois. C'est vraiment le membre qui est là depuis tout le début. C'est incroyable, quoi. Et c'est ça, Helloween. C'est une famille aujourd'hui, Helloween, quoi. And Danny, is it true that you recorded the new album with the drums played from Ingo, old kit?
I took the original keyboard drum kit from Ingo. That was a magic moment. I mean, we set up the drum kit right at the same studio, right at the same place. Ingo did his last recordings, and it was a kind of, it gave me goosebumps, and it was a magical moment and an honor to have his drum sound on this record, to be honest. And to me, it means a lot, because I'm in awe of Ingo's drumming ever since, because I'm a kid from the 80s and I grew up with listening to Ingo's drumming, of course, Helloween, eh? And yes, his influence is, you can hear it in my drumming, in his soul, his influences. So to me, it was an honor to get his drum kit and, to record with his drum kit and to name this record Helloween on top. That's kind of, to be a little bit more esoteric, surpasses my expectations of all.
Ouais. Effectivement, c'était un magical moment, hein, comme dit Danny. C'était un grand moment. Il a enregistré l'album avec le vieux kit de batterie de Ingo Swischtenberg, notamment, qui a disparu en 95 tragiquement. Mais en tout cas, paix à son âme. Et oui, ça a été un magic moment. Ça a été aussi un côté ésotérique. Pour lui, c'est une fierté incroyable. Je pense que c'est le kit de batterie hein, des Keepers ainsi que de Time of the Oats. Et c'est incroyable, quoi. C'est Ingo. Voilà, il a laissé son kit de batterie dans le côté ésotérique. Et il a reçu, et Danny a reçu toute cette puissance d'Helloween pour enregistrer cet album. Formidable moment, c'est ça, c'était le moment, quoi. And Danny, working with Charlie Bauerfriend and Dennis Ward on production at the home studio in Hamburg, this is the Helloween house. All they know each other from than 30 years, man. Wow, it's a big family.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we are a huge family, to be honest. Uh-huh. And I mean, Charlie Bauerfriend.
Okay.
He's a legend, and yes, he's been our longtime producer, and I've been working with him even before I joined Helloween. I mean, almost every record I have done so far or I've recorded so far, I did with him. Yeah, and so he knows me inside out as well as I know him inside out. So the working process, that makes working together really easy. And he squeezes out everything I can, the best I can. And so and even in the point of Helloween, he's so important for Helloween. With his tips, and he's always around and he's involved in everything, and as soon as he says something, it's kind of a law, because he's always right, and his taste of music and of production is just awesome. And without him, we couldn't have done it. And so in the point of Dennis became, meanwhile, on the market, on the producer market, a big producer too. Mm. And he helped us with his ideas, because in the point of songwriting and melodies and balancing out all the voices and stuff, he's a master. Yeah? He's so keen in doing things. And I'm so happy having had those guys on board during the recordings.
Alors oui, ils ont enregistré l'album avec la paire, l'association Charlie Bauerfreund, qui est une légende, hein, producteur de heavy metal en Allemagne, ainsi que Dennis Ward, le fameux producteur, oui, qui avait produit Adagio, qui avait produit Angra, puis aussi le bassiste des Pink Cream 69 notamment. Donc cette paire-là, ils ont fait un boulot incroyable. Et toute cette famille, elle se connaît depuis plus de 30 ans. Tout le monde se connaît. C'est vraiment une grande famille. Ils ont enregistré ça au Home Studio à Hambourg. C'est incroyable donc d'être au milieu de cette famille pour Danny. Et donc ils connaissaient tout ce beau monde, puisque Danny a aussi enregistré auparavant avec ses anciens groupes, avec Charlie Bauerfreund. C'est très facile, tout le monde se connaît. Ça a été très très émotionnel en tout cas, et ça c'est cool quoi. And Danny, this new album is the association of the family of seven musicians who work together since to create something incredible. I want to say a new atmosphere for the new one.
Indeed. I mean, it might sound a bit superficial, but at the beginning of a writing process, you have no plans or whatever. You don't start with success or in your mind. Yeah, you just start writing. When we had started this Pumpkins United thing, which was actually planned just for one tour, the previous Pumpkins United tour, so there weren't any plannings for doing an album. And slap bang in the middle of the tour, regarding my perception, so I've heard the boys, or I've heard talkings from the boys about album, and so all of a sudden we started to exchange ideas and bits and pieces of songs and demos. And so when the tour was over, our management gathered summoned a band meeting. So, and we sifted through tons of demos and already existing songs and bits and pieces. And for me, as a non-songwriter, I'm a more neutral guy. So for me, I was so shocked in a positive way. I was kind of taken aback of the amount and heaps of ideas and the amount of creativity. It was like, oh man, it's going to be something really unique. And we spent a lot of work and effort and a lot of money, of course, and time to get all our expectations and ideas onto a record. And hey, at the moment, it looks really cool because the reaction of the press so far are so overwhelming. Because there are guys, who name this album as the best Halloween album ever. Hey man, I mean, in a Halloween career, you will find such legendary albums such as Keeper or whatever. And to top an album like this in a point of view from other people's, I mean, that's an honor. For me, I'm completely over the moon, as already said, and hopefully the fans will like it as much as the press will do, and we like it. But hey, we will see in 3 days.
Ok, in 3 days. C'était durant la tournée, hein, le Pumpkin United Tour notamment, qu'ils ont décidé de faire un nouvel album. Pour lui, ce qui a été aussi extraordinaire, c'est de pouvoir échanger avec le groupe toutes ses idées, qui ont reçu un très bon accueil. Ils n'ont pas dit non, on le met de côté ou quoi que ce soit. Non, non, au contraire, il a totalement participé. Tout le groupe a vraiment bien reçu ses idées. Et ça, là-dessus, c'était très important pour lui, pour la suite de sa carrière, etc. Et donc ça, là-dessus, c'était très important. Donc l'album aussi, effectivement, il y a un gros budget derrière. Donc ils l'ont enregistré au home studio, hein, on l'en a mentionné juste sur la question précédente. Non, c'était un bon moment, effectivement. C'est une nouvelle atmosphère qui démarre avec un nouvel album. Beaucoup de fans durant la tournée ont demandé aussi, ont posé la question, y aura-t-il un album? Et voilà. Et donc, on verra dans 3 jours, effectivement, la réaction des fans. Et d'ores et déjà, la presse internationale a déjà salué ce disque en tant que vraiment album majeur de la discographie d'Halloween. C'est dire, en tout cas, les punchlines, comment elles sont bonnes, quoi. And Danny, I imagine that it was very emotional for Kai to be with his longtime friends in the studio. And you grew up with the music of Halloween during the 80s and 90s.
Of course. I grew up during this time. And I mean, I've known Kai for such a long time, even before we started this Pumpkins United thing. So we were on tour with his band. So we had his band, Kai with his Gamma Ray band, as a support band on 2 tours we did together. So it wasn't so really something new, but all of a sudden having him as a bandmate, that changed a lot. And of course, to me, it was so. Before we kicked off the rehearsals, I was a kind of excited having the original voice such as Kiske on board and sharing the rehearsal room with Kai and all of the 7 of us. I mean, that wasn't really, I like the expression magic, and that was it was. And wow, I mean, I will never forget the first rehearsal. together with Michi. And so we kicked off with I'm Alive, and that was just to a fuck off, man. And having all the guitarists on board, having all the voices on board, that I was kind of speechless, proud on the other side. But to be honest, so I had to really give my best. So that took a little bit away the excitement I had, okay. To be honest.
Effectivement que c'est un super, il vit un grand moment dans sa vie là en ce moment là, c'est incroyable quoi. Jouer à me live comme ça, il dit waouh, fuck up comme il le dit, c'est fantastique à me live, donc du Keepers 1 comme ça, démarrer le set durant le Pumpkin United Tour, et ça pour lui c'est incroyable. Il a grandi avec la musique d'Halloween durant les années 80-90, il connaît ça par cœur, et aussi il connaît ses Kai, notamment à l'époque de Gamma Ray avec son ancien groupe, ils ont tourné ensemble, il ouvrait pour Gamma Ray, donc oui, tout ce monde, tout ce beau monde se connaît. Effectivement, c'était aussi un moment émotionnel donc de pour Kai de retrouver tous ses amis depuis très longtemps, avec Michael Wekas en studio, pour ceux qui ont connu la période les Keepers à l'époque. Donc là, c'est la suite, c'est ça, c'est quelques 30 ans après, enfin c'est incroyable quoi. C'est les années comme quoi qu'hein, c'est jamais perdu quoi. Il faut toujours insister, ne jamais rien lâcher quoi. Et puis à un moment, ça arrive quoi. Et pour la vie de Danny, c'est incroyable quoi. Jouer I'm Alive, je répète à nouveau, jouer I'm Alive en concert, c'est quelque chose parce que c'est un titre qu'il adore quoi. And Danny, does the new album offer musically all the periods of the band existence?
Of course, I think so. This album is a great biography of all eras of Halloween's career. And so you will find the Walls of Jericho energy, you will find the melodies, the awesome melodies of the Keeper sagas. You will have all the technical influences of the previous album, whatever. So it's a great show off, a great biography. I will name it biography of Halloween's history, and it just happened. It wasn't planned. We just threw it out. And so yesterday I unboxed my delivery of Nuclear Blast with all the new albums in, with all the different issues, you know.
Yeah.
So and was like, so fuck, man. What do I live now? I mean, it's a dream came true. Hey, and now I unbox and packages packed with vinyls where my drumming is on, together with Kiske, Hansen, Weika, Darius, Gerstner, and Groskopf. So, mate, my life has changed, and I'm kind of speechless, but proud anyway.
Effectivement que sa vie elle a changé. Hier il était dans les bureaux de Nuclear Blast, il est parti voir les éditions limitées hein, qu'elles sont arrivées concernant Halloween. Il y en a 16 de différentes hein. Je peux vous le dire, c'est quelque chose quoi. Il y a beaucoup beaucoup de matériel comme ça, et puis en même temps ouais, c'est incroyable. Et puis hein, la musique hein, du nouvel album d'Halloween, je lui ai demandé est-ce qu'il y a toutes les j'avais l'impression qu'il y avait à peu près toutes les périodes d'Halloween. Il me dit oui, effectivement on peut comparer ça à une biographie, le nouvel album à une biographie musicale dans le nouvel album. C'est ça, il y a des parties qui rappellent certains albums quoi, et ça c'est au départ c'était pas planifié, mais en fait c'est arrivé avec le c'est avec la vibe, c'est avec le mood quoi, et avec les idées, et ça c'est très important quoi. And Danny, I love the single Fear of the Fallen, for example. It's the perfect mix, it's very well balanced.
But that was quite tricky, to be honest. As you can imagine, having three singers, three original voices, so it's always tricky to balance it out. So either you have a bit too much Darius, or then you have a bit too much Kiske or Hansen, or less Hansen, less Kiske, less Darius, whatever you want to call it. So even for a long song like Skyfall, that's the reason why you will find on the record an alternative mix, because this song took a lot of time to balance this problem out. So, and our producer Charlie took a lot of work and a lot of effort into this problem, and that took a long time. Even though there were from the beginning on, where there were songs where we heard from the beginning on, so oh, okay, that's a Kiske song, that's a Darius song, that's Clear as Crystal for Hansen, and whatever. But on certain songs, so it was quite tricky to find the perfect balance, and that was done by Charlie and Bauerfeind, and I think he did well. I'm so happy to be the drummer and not the producer on Halloween. Oh, thank the Lord for this, eh?
Effectivement, il a fallu partager le travail concernant et tout pour le mix. Hein, il a fallu tout équilibrer entre la voix d'Andy, la voix de Kai et la voix de Michael Kiske. Donc, il a fallu, ça a pris beaucoup de temps. Hein, et puis Charlie a beaucoup réfléchi pour que satisfaire tout le monde. Et ça, c'était très important, quoi. And then even the artwork of the new album designed by Elirad Kantor, who also worked with Testament, Hatebreed, Loudbrass, the French band. It's from another planet. It's real and pretty. I think this artwork will be of the year. It would take a lot of imagination to do better. It's perfect.
At the beginning, I didn't know Kantor, you know. And every time when I looked up, when I looked onto the scribbles and the drawings he came up with, it was like, somewhere I know this picture from. And all of a sudden, it dawned on me. In fact, it's the same guy as the guy who did the Testament yes. album, you know, and then I realized, man, that's the same guy. but in hindsight, after listening to the recordings, for us it was clear that we should have a hand drawn, finally bring back a hand drawn album cover, because on this album we just recorded air, means no digital signals. So we carried into our studios tons of speakers, guitar speakers, and every speaker was mic'd up, and the drums were mic'd, and the rooms, and we recorded the rooms and everything you could. So we thought, in a way of went back in a point of recording process to the vintage times. So we should bring back a hand-drawn album cover, and so it ended up in having Kantor on board. And I agree with what you said. He did a hell of a job. I really like this album. Every time when I take a look onto this picture, I will find even more details. You know, he spent so much time into little bits and pieces and detailed. He's so detailed and fuzzy in a point of creativity. So this album, yeah, for me, the best Halloween album ever. So it beats up everything, and I'm proud of it.
Ouais, effectivement, la pochette, elle est sublime. J'ai pas dit belle, elle est sublime, la pochette. Donc, du nouvel album Halloween. Elirad Kantor, c'est lui qui l'a réalisé. C'est lui aussi qui réalise les pochettes de Testament, notamment, de Loudblast aussi. Et au départ, Danny connaissait pas Elirad Kantor. Donc, il a été se renseigner. Il a dit, ah, c'est lui qui faisait la pochette de Testament. Et donc, il connaissait Testament, effectivement. Il connaissait les pochettes. Mais il savait pas le nom de Elirad Kantor. Et il a été très surpris. Le travail était extraordinaire. Ça l'a aussi inspiré, hein, donc, durant l'enregistrement, etc. Et durant toute la réalisation de l'album. Et vraiment, hein, on y trouve toute l'ambiance des Keepers et Time of the Host, etc. quoi. Toute l'ambiance d'Halloween dans cette pochette, elle est juste sublime, quoi. Et c'est vrai que c'est certainement une des pochettes de l'année. Je vais te dire, peut-être, c'est très certainement la pochette de l'année. Il va falloir faire très très fort pour imaginer encore plus fort que ça, parce que c'est incroyable. Elle est vraiment belle. Elle est totalement réussie. Danny, let's talk about United Forces 2022 Halloween and Hammerfall Live Europe Tour. You will be in Lyon next year, May 23rd, and in Paris, May 25th next year. Wow, all your French fans are waiting for this.
Yeah, mate, we can't be jumping at the bits to finally get out on stage, huh? After that long time being away from the stage. I mean, the last time we had entered the stage was in October 19. That was Rock in Rio in front of 100,000 people with a TV broadcasting. I mean, and since that day, I haven't been on stage. So we can't wait. I said we're chomping at the bits to finally get back to where we belong to. And even in France, hey, so. But we postponed that upcoming tour now, I guess, for the third time. And so times are really unpredictable. So we keep the finger crossed that we finally can make it. And so together with Hammerfall, it's the perfect lineup, I think, for me as a metal fan. So I'm really looking forward to meet my friends from Hammerfall. The last time I saw them was in Australia when we were on tour. They were on tour too, and they played next to our hotel. So I spent a couple of hours with them. So that's probably 3 years ago. So I can't wait to get back with them on tour. And yeah, hopefully the French fans will like it as much as we do. And hopefully we can offer a great show as we did on the last tour, on the previous tour. And so, yeah, as I said, keep the finger crossed. It's not up to us. It's up to the times and whoever is responsible to it. And so, yeah, hey, hopefully it'll turn out to be good.
Effectivement, il se souvient de la date parisienne notamment, le Rock in Rio, 100 000 personnes, incroyable. Et donc je vous rappelle, Helloween sera en concert à Lyon le 23 mai l'année prochaine, donc 2022, et à Paris le 25. Et ce sera en compagnie, en ouverture, en support act, les Hammerfall, qui sont aussi amis. Tout le monde est ami dans cette histoire, donc ça sera, il est très 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 heureux. Danny, thank you very much for this live interview. Two more questions. What is the score for the match between Germany and France that will start in a few minutes?
Mate, I mean, the entire European Championship is completely is completely something really different. Italy surprised me. Spain surprised me. All the heroes, all the favorites are kind of, hey, what's going on? Where's all the Spaniards gone? And where all the Italy's gone? And I mean, Italians gone. And so, of course, I hope that we will win. But to be honest, in for the sake of sport, the best should win, huh?
Okay.
And that's the smartest answer. Yeah, I mean, all the French hope they win, and all the Germans do the same. But for the sport's sake, I repeat myself: so let's the battle begin, and let the best win. So no, I've got it.
Effectivement.
And I'm so tongue-tied after having given interviews the entire day. So slowly, I'm getting really tired. So.
Ok, donc alors voilà, juste pour vous dire que le meilleur gagne là dans quelques instants entre le match l'Allemagne et la France, et en même temps il a été impressionné par l'Italie et l'Espagne. Danny, thank you very much for this live interview. Do you have a message for the audience tonight, please?
Yeah, hey, 213 Rock fans, hopefully Vinyl Times Radio offers you the great and best sound ever and can grave your slakes. And hopefully you will like our upcoming album, which comes on the 13th of June. Hopefully you will like it as much as the press do, as we do. And hopefully we see another soon on any stage, wherever it may be. And until then, have a good time. Let the vinyl turn on your turntable.
Okay, thank you very much, Danny. Thank you very much for this wonderful live interview tonight. Je rappelle le nouvel album que d'Helloween sortira quelques jours en tout cas. Il est vraiment au top. Il est très très bon. Il s'appellera Helloween tout simplement. C'est l'album de tous les fans d'Helloween et il sortira dans 3 jours. Voici tout de suite le second single de cet album, Fear of the Fallen, sur 213 Rock on Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio.
Decide and stand your ground, my friend. Refuse and your fall goes hand in hand. Decide, decide,
Chasing.
Is this your own heart beating? Is this you who is feeling?
road you're taking, this is the life you're chasing.
Sur la Web Rock Station, VD Times, le Classic Rock Radio. C'était top ce soir. Franchement, c'était super bien. Magnifique interview hein, avec Danny Loble, le batteur du groupe Helloween. Fantastique, fantastique, fantastique.